Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAkre7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Akre and Pat Bradley.
Standing on the corners popping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block clinging the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all know me to fail. Nah, we all my with the rubber grips. Or shots. And if you with me, mama, rubber your
Welcome back to The Zone. It is 11:50, last segment before the noon hour. And I'm going to welcome back in Tabitha Cunningham, who is giving us all the information we need on the Arkansas Democrat Gazette Awards Banquet.
All Arkansas Preps,
sponsored by St. Vincent. Banquet is 6:30 to 9 on Saturday, June the 7th, over 300 of the state's best high school athletes. 9 different sports. Our own David Basil, Keith Jackson are going to be there.
And Drew Brees.
Introducing Drew Brees. NFL Drew Brees. Okay. Mr. Chris Kame.
Yes, sir.
NFL's the HBO Hard Knocks, very popular series.
Hugely popular. And every year everyone wonders who's it going to be, who's going to get really great publicity for their organization, their franchise. All right. This year, NFL.com.
But some teams refuse. A lot of teams don't want to, right?
In fact, there was a year where almost everyone refused except for a couple teams. They had to choose between two. So but I think it's starting to pick up some more steam, at least among teams that have been struggling. Wait till you hear this list. Yeah. You'll understand why.
All right. Is it ranked like...
No, this is just... These are the teams. NFL.com's Dan Hanzus believes that these are the top teams under consideration. Ready?
Yes.
Jaguars, Raiders, Steelers...
Wait, hold on. Let's go. All right, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
Tell me why. Who in their right mind would even want to know what's going on with the Jacksonville Jaguars?
This guy, first of all...
Why?
That's my team.
All right.
So if you want me to do a completely objective standpoint, you got to say so.
All right, convince me the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to get good ratings.
There's not that great of a push right now for the Jaguars in the spotlight, but they did have a draft that was graded very highly with Blake Bortles. Quarterback coming out of Central Florida, a couple wide receivers, Marquise Lee, so their draft class brought them some momentum. Hey, but here's something interesting about Jacksonville. Their stadium, right now, the improvements they're making to it, they're putting in pools on the deck, real swimming pools, so they're creating a party, spring break-like atmosphere
at
the games.
I don't see any kind of liability to go on
no,
with that.
No, zero.
Pools on a deck.
They're making
NFL pools.
NFL fans swimming during the game on top of the stadium?
On top of the stadium.
Woo!
Yes.
Totally crazy.
So there's an interesting storyline there, a little bit, and the owner is pretty cool, unique story, self-made billionaire.
He's like
got his mustache, Shad Khan, anyways. That's why a lot of people see them as a potential.
All right. You know what? You convinced me just a little bit.
But they still won't get good ratings because of the Jaguars. That's just a fact.
Right.
Okay. Raiders. Oakland Raiders. That's another team on there.
I think the Raiders will always get good ratings. I think they're one of those teams, whether they're good or they're bad, kind of like Notre Dame college football, people always will want to know what's going on with the Raiders.
Hardcore fan base.
They do, but they go from coast to coast.
Yes.
I grew up in the East Coast, and I was interested in the Raiders, loved the Raiders. So
exactly.
I do think that they have a broad appeal. You got D-Mac.
Matt Schaub got traded there as a quarterback.
They just signed Derek Carr
was a quarterback they drafted in the second round.
They just signed another running back.
Maurice Jones-Drew. So they do have some, maybe a smaller level of interest. Dennis Allen's a guy who's not really perceived to be an interesting coach by any means, and he's kind of on the hot seat even after a couple years of being there.
I could do the Raiders.
Okay.
I will watch the Raiders.
Steelers. That would, I think, draw big ratings. I mean, you got Big Ben, a quarterback who's won 2 Super Bowls. You got a team that kind of is in the rebuilding phase right now, but they're always going to be sought after in terms of rating, or they're going to be a team that's sought after because of ratings. They have a huge fan base.
That's another one.
Stretching
huge fan
all
base.
The way across the country.
And
people will watch that.
The other thing about them that I would like to see is how they run their organization, because they're always very successful.
Oh, very successful. I mean, it's a family-run organization.
One of the best-run organizations. They're always up there, always make some good decisions.
The Rooneys!
I would watch that just to find out the secret to their success.
So you can own a team one day and do the same thing, naturally. Okay. All right, the Buffalo Bills, new ownership.
Ugh.
E.J. Manuel at quarterback, a couple of good wide receivers in Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods. Chris Gregg, member of the Buffalo Bills. There'd be a little Arkansas interest along with Ronnie Wingo up there.
Okay, more than the Jaguars. Definitely.
No, really?
The Bills. More than the Jaguars. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals.
What do
you
think?
No, not really.
No.
Not
okay.
For me.
Next.
It doesn't move the needle, not one bit.
How about this?
Doesn't move the needle.
The New York Football Giants.
Absolutely. 100%. Because that's another organization where they have some dynamic. I say dynamic, some interesting personalities, even though Eli Manning is a boring character, I know him. I'd just like to see how his interaction is in the locker room with the other players. Have you always been curious about how his interaction is with these guys?
Oh, definitely, especially after Tiki Barber. Remember when Tiki Barber came out and said he wasn't a leader, and then they won the Super Bowl the next year. But, you know.
And I want to see just how often Tom Coughlin cusses and swears at the players and the coaches and the water boys.
I do, too. You know, I heard Tom Coughlin's actually a really, really great guy off the field. But we actually got to talk to Mr. Coleman, Walt Coleman, and he said he's done Giants camp 3 out of the last dozen years or something, where they go to training camp and explain everything. He says Tom Coughlin couldn't be nicer to him there. But he said on the field, it's a different Coughlin. And he tells him before every training camp ends, he said, now you know I'm not going to be like this for the rest of the season. So he lets him know at least. Ready?
He's got to keep up that image.
St. Louis Rams. 2 left. St. Louis Rams. Jeff Fisher.
I mean, that's too obvious, isn't it?
When
do they start filming this? Because of
training camp.
Okay, so Michael Sam will be there.
Yeah, Michael Sam. There's a huge
That's the only
human
reason why
story.
Anybody would watch.
Okay.
Because of Michael Sam. My question would be, are they going to focus so much on him? Because people are going to want to see that. If you want ratings, then you do that. Would you watch Tabitha to see Michael Sam?
I wouldn't watch to see Michael Sam, but I would think that whatever the team that I was, you know, for or interested in would be one I would watch. Not for a human wrenching story. I don't think that's what the show really is about.
But they do get a lot of those
it's
in
about
that show
ratings.
That you wouldn't expect.
The show
about
is about ratings.
Ratings.
Yeah, it's about ratings.
And there's one thing that people will watch is see Michael Sam. How? Of course they're going to watch that. You want to see how he interacts with his players? Will they accept him?
But I don't
them,
think he's going to be. He's not going to act any different.
Will there be cake?
Else, I don't think. Right?
Well, he may not act any different. That's not the problem. The problem
story
is
how
his teammates are going to act.
All right, last one. The Bears. The Chicago Bears. Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall. You have a team that's back up on the rise. Won what, 10 games last year? I don't know. I think it'd be interesting.
I'll go Raiders.
Okay.
Steelers. The Rams I'm going to put to the side because there's only one reason only, why they would...
Michael Sam.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Yes.
I mean, you might as well... He wanted to do a documentary with Oprah, right?
The Michael Sam Show.
Michael Sam Show.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's what people would watch that. So, but NFL Hard Knocks, HBO can get away with it. People were criticizing him because, he wants to... trying to capitalize on everything. So... But Bears, Cardinals, Jags, sorry, Bills.
Yeah. What about... You know what team I wish was on there?
Yeah, I know you do.
The Browns.
The Browns.
The
would be
Browns.
Great.
Johnny Manziel. We have a listener up in New York, Ruck. He says,
what's up, Ruck?
He says, Johnny Manziel and Rob Gronkowski reality show. That's what he would
they
like
They had
to
it
see.
This weekend in Vegas.
That's
Did
right.
You see him partying in the pool? Memorial Day weekend. It's a place to be.
It'd be solid.
Tabitha, thank you.
You're welcome.
For coming up.
You're welcome.
Setting us straight.
June 7th. Make sure you buy your tickets. About 30 left, about 2 tables left. The Arkansas Prep Awards and all 300 athletes being honored there.